Seeker, welcome to the Awakening Her podcast. I am so grateful that you've been led here, and I'm excited for you that you're answering the call to manifest more magic in your life by mastering the law of attraction. So cool. My name is Talia, and I'm committed to cutting the fluff and showing you exactly how to manifest more excitement, ease, success, abundance, confidence, love, and anything else you've been craving. So if you're ready to crack the code on manifestation, amplify your intuition, and play in the quantum. We are now besties. Let's do this. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Awakening Her podcast. Welcome back to my community, my friends, my homies, to you. Hello, welcome. If you are new here, I am so grateful that our paths have finally crossed. Welcome to the show. You've chosen a really good episode to tune into today. Today we're talking all about energy clearing. So I'm going to break down what exactly it means, what I'm talking about, how it is a game changer for your manifestations, and then of course tangible tips and ways that you can actually do this every day. So I'm going to be giving you tangible tools and practices that you can start using right away to start manifesting more. So I'm so excited for this. This has been a total game changer for me lately. For the last few months, it has dropped from something that I know I should do and something that I do when I'm desperate and really turned into, and I've really been practicing devotion and commitment to clearing my energy every day. And I've seen a huge difference. So I'm going to get all into that and leave you with some very tangible practices. And before we do that, have you come over to Instagram? Are we Instagram friends? I would love to see you over there. If you are wanting more of me and this content, come find me over on Instagram at Talia Joy Manifestation. I'm doing all the Instagram things over there, the stories, the reels, the stuff. And I would love to connect. So come find me at Talia Joy Manifestation. The links are always below. And come say hi. Let me know that you've been listening to the show, any takeaways, any, you know, shifts that it's had for you, or just simply saying hi. I would love to connect. Also, before we dive in, I wanted to say at the time of this episode release, in just a couple days, I am hosting the Let It Go energy clearing session. So in line with all this clearing talk, it is an amazing session that is going to be so powerful. We're combining breath work with chakra clearing, somatic work, meditation. It is going to leave you feeling more clear, lighter, more energized, but also deeply relaxed and rejuvenated. You know how I do. If you've been to one of my workshops, if you've been to the Get Unblocked chakra clearings that I have been hosting for years, you know what I'm talking about. And this one is going to be so potent and so safe and feel good. So I welcome you. I invite you to come. Again, the link is in the show notes below for that. I invite you to come and allow us to really alchemize and help you to release what you're carrying, whether it's really deep stuff that's been coming up lately, or it's just fear or nervousness over your next big level and your big goals that you're going for. Either way, releasing is such a powerful thing to do, as we're talking about in this episode. So I highly recommend joining that. It's called the Let It Go Energy Clearing Session. The link is below. Also, after that, I am actually going to be having a little free event and another workshop, but I don't have the dates for those yet. So I'm going to leave that for now. But after that, in April, April 20th and 21st, I am hosting The Shift, which is a self-growth weekend. So think retreat vibes, think self-development, you know, Tony Robbins type weekend where we're hashing through things and we're shifting our identity and we're releasing and we're coming out a different person. All of those beautiful vibes put into an at-home experience. So we'll be spending two full days together and moving through quite the process. And so this is for those of you who have been in the self-growth work for a while. You've transformed so much, you've shed so much, you've changed a lot of things in your life, but you're not quite where you're going yet. And you have these big goals, and sometimes it feels like, I don't know what's stopping me, or I'm so ready, like put me there, put me in the arena, help me to activate that energy. This is for you, and it is called The Shift. And it's when you're in that time when you are deeply ready for your big shift. If you don't know if you're ready for your big shift, You can check out the previous episode, which is 11 signs you're ready for your big shift. But I invite you to join us. This is a transformative experience, and I can't wait to see you there. So the link for that is below as well. And if you have been called to join On the Path, or maybe you haven't heard of it yet, On the Path is my other podcast, a private podcast community that hosts my entire methodology, where you can dive into things like healing, reprogramming, quantum manifestation, identity shifting, so many beautiful trainings that are in episodes. So they're actually in a podcast where you can press play, go through the trainings, go through the journal prompts. And then we also have weekly episodes, at least one a week. We just wrapped up our Abundant AF challenge, and every month there's a new challenge. The one coming up for April is going to be around connecting to the body and manifesting through the body and bringing healing into the body. And it's going to be a really powerful experience, because manifestation does happen in our body. We have to learn how to hold those desires and that excitement and that optimism and really nourishing ourselves. So it's going to be a whole body experience that is going to definitely propel you forward. And that's all happening on the path. So I invite you to join there. That is a subscription community that, at this time of recording, it's $27 a month, and you can come for as long as you want. So come check it out, soak up the methodology, the process that is the process of manifestation, all broken down for you in tangible episodes. And that is the theme of that entire podcast, is tangible, broken down, here is exactly what to do. And that's why we even have weekly assignments. This week, I want you to focus on this. This week, I wanted you to practice this tool, and it really helps to move you forward. Come on over there. I would love to have you. That is called On the Path. And of course, the link is below for that as well. Okay, so let's dive into this episode. I didn't say it, but as I was just going through, you know, sharing those offers, I've had this hummingbird that is hovering outside my window, and I'm up on like the second story. I'm upstairs with these beautiful big windows that I look out at trees on my West Coast Vancouver Island home. And this hummingbird is just hovering, like staring into my soul. So that is for any of you that resonate with animal signs or hummingbirds. This is an important message for you today. So I'm excited about this. So we're talking about ways that you can clear your energy every day. And I'm just going to start by saying, I have heard for a long time, clear your energy, or if you're an empath, you've heard, you know, you pick up on a lot, you need to clear that, you're carrying things that aren't even yours. And that's something I really want to start out by explaining, is that when we clear our energy, it's not just clearing the path, the past. It's not just clearing limiting beliefs, it's that, but it's also like all day, every day, you are picking up on stuff. So most likely you are an empath, maybe you're not, but either way, you're a sensitive soul, you're a seeker, you're a deep soul, you're introspective, you're wise, you've got a lot of thoughts going on in there and a big internal world, right? So if you're an empath, you're physically picking up on energy. If you don't resonate with that, you are also just, there's a lot going on inside you. You're very deep. So over the course of a day, one whole day, I don't even know how many hours are we, you know, averagely awake. Maybe it's like 16 hours a day or something for the average person. So you're picking up on your neighbor's energy, maybe, or you're on Instagram and you see someone and then you compare yourself and then you have these thoughts about like, why don't I get to do that? Or you flip over to your news app and there's stuff about your president or your prime minister or politics and it scrunches you up inside and then you choose to put it down. And then you go to work and there's dynamics with coworkers and your boss, and maybe you went for the promotion and you didn't get it. Or maybe you're home with your kids, you know, during the day and they're, you know, complaining about something, or you're running around, oh no, I forgot the thing, and you go to the grocery store and you forgot your bags and whatever, right? There's so much that happens in a day. And that stuff is all the very normal stuff. That doesn't even account for the big stuff that's going on in your life, the drama with family members or the grief or the sadness or the intensity of whatever's going on in your life. There's a lot. And so over the course of a day, you pick up on energy, and that doesn't just mean from people, it's also from your own internal world. So for example, if I got, you know, a big bill out of nowhere and money felt tight and all of a sudden my brain and my mind starts going, oh, fuck, you know, this is stressful. I don't know how I'm going to pay this. No, it's okay. We'll pay it. No, we're going to trust in faith. Like whatever the whole thing is that goes on. Those feelings of like lack or scarcity or like, oh man, I'm not making enough money, or, you know, insert your detail here. It doesn't matter. We could pick an area of life. Every time you have those thoughts that then go into a meaning of like, oh, I still haven't found the one, or I still haven't lost the weight, or I can't figure this out and I feel frustrated. And then something else comes to distract us, maybe your kid or you're at work or traffic, and you kind of go out of that thought. There's a whole bunch of live wires going on in there. So the trigger of, say, abundance or not abundance, in this case, lack, the trigger of that, or the trigger of not enoughness, the trigger of not having what you want, it gets activated in us, and then we kind of get distracted, or we numb, or we bolt, and we don't ever like sort of wrap it up. So yes, you're picking up on energy from the external world, your kids' stress, your parents, your bestie, the stuff going on in your life, the heaviness of things going on. But then there's also your internal world that has, you know, one bajillion thoughts a day. And often some of them are going to be fear, negative, scared, grief, sadness, overwhelm. And we don't often know how to properly process that. So if you've gotten into somatic work, or you've learned how to do this, you realize that like, oh my goodness, there's so much going on in there that I need to process. So I used to wait, as I mentioned briefly in the beginning, I believe, I used to wait till I was like in a breakdown. And then I was like, oh shit, I need to clear my energy. Or maybe something had gone on in my life, like with a family member, or something that was like really acutely dramatic. And then I'd be like, I need to clear this, right? Which is great. And you do. And I did. But there's also everyday stuff, the pressure of being human. And I know you're a driven seeker, and I know you have a rich internal world. So because of that, there's a lot that goes on in that noggin and in your life. We're all so busy. And then even, as I said, the stimulation of social media, and we're comparing ourselves, and I didn't get as many followers, or my business hasn't grown enough, and whatever it is, there's so much. So when we give ourselves the opportunity to clear our energy daily, we're literally like sloughing off the day. So over the course of a day, and you can even think, even if it's just morning when you're listening to this, or maybe it's evening, afternoon, if you just scan in your mind all the different little stress moments you've had today or had in the last 24 hours, maybe it's like, you know, you were running late for something and it was really stressful, and then you picked up your kid late and then you felt guilty, and then you felt like you weren't, you know, a very good parent, or, you know, whatever, all these drama, you know, examples I'm saying that are really normal in our life, we are always picking up on that stuff, and we have to clear it. Even if your alarm went off late and then the morning was a big rush, that feeling of like, ugh, like it was rushed and I didn't eat a proper breakfast, or like just starting in stress, it really benefits you to clear. So you may even start the day, for an opposite example, in meditation, or you might have done yoga or gone for a walk or done a workout or started, you know, peacefully. But then one thing after another you saw of, you know, drama going on in your country or in the world on like a news app or something, or friends, you get a weird text, you don't know how to respond. All day stuff is going on that we need to process. So when I started giving myself, as I said, the opportunity to actually be with how I was feeling, and allowing like agitation and overwhelm to actually move through me, it was a game changer, because I realized that I am holding a lot of stress and a lot of emotion just from the everyday stuff, not even to mention the big shit going on, the pressure to be all I can be in this lifetime, and the pressure to create internal and external success for myself, and, you know, all of the extra pressures that we put on ourselves or that we feel. We need to start to clear those every single day. And when I started doing that, I really noticed there was a lot in there. So I'm going to go through some ways that you can clear your energy every day. And we're just going to talk about why this works and how you can bring this in. So realize that you are desiring through your manifestations desires, you're desiring something, and I've said this before on the show, that is generally higher vibration than where you are right now, or else it wouldn't be like a dream, an aspiration, right? Everything that's on our lists, whether it's money or a new computer or, you know, more community members, or you're seeking the right mentor, like whatever it is, it's something that's a little bit higher vibration because you want it, you desire it. So these things that go on in our day, all these little or big, like irritants and energy drains, they actually slowly lower your vibration. They literally stress and suppress you. So as I said, even these like live wire thoughts that don't get finished, that was kind of like a big stress response and then you kind of got distracted and moved on, it's still alive in your system and overall lowers your vibration when it's not properly or like actually released. So someone may have, and you may love exercise for this, I know I do, you might have a stressful day and you go for a run and you feel a million times better because you simply alchemized it. It doesn't mean we have to analyze every little thing and it doesn't mean we have to consciously figure it out. We just need to move the energy. So you know that feeling when maybe you've had this like in traffic or out in the world where someone just like loses their shit on you, or you're in traffic and someone's like, meh, 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 you know, and they project all this bullshit at you and you're like, whoa, and it almost leaves you shaken. Or maybe it's someone you know and love that kind of like lets you have it. And even after it's all done, you feel like, meh, meh, like kind of sick, kind of shaky, kind of like, holy fuck. That's your nervous system reacting, and that lives in your body if you don't deal with it. So that's a bigger example where someone loses their shit on you in traffic and you're like, oh my God, it leaves you shaky and weird. That lives in you. And for me, it manifests as pain. For everybody, it's going to manifest a little bit different, but that live energy that gets created when it's not released, if you don't like go for a run or do these things that I'm going to talk about today, then it lives in you and it will manifest as things like anxiety, gut issues, nervous system dysregulation, where you're jumpy or you're reactive or you're, you know, something like that, or the need to constantly numb and cope. It can live as excess weight. It can live as a physical pain. It can live as immune issues. So it can be very physical, like gut issues, immune issues, pain. It can be more energetic, like rage, sadness, low self-esteem. But either way, that energy doesn't just go. So energy cannot be created or destroyed. It can only change form, right? Or shift. So we need to learn how to shift that energy. And that's why you can have a bad day and you don't need to go through every little thing and be like, what limiting belief was going on here? How did my boss make me feel? Sometimes you just need to punch it out, like punching bag, or run it out, or breathe it out, or do exercise or something that moves it through. So that's exactly why I'm saying it's so important, because even these little stressors, they will live in your guts, in your cells, in your mind. So do yourself a solid. And no matter how high stress or low stress your life is, when you start doing this daily, you notice such a difference. And the impact of it is you become a clear channel. So as I said a minute ago, what you desire is higher vibration than where you are right now. And manifestation is about becoming a clear channel for that which you desire. So releasing resistance, getting on the same page, raising your vibration. That's why we reprogram and we heal, because those lower vibrations are not allowing us to ascend up to where we want to go. So whether it's trauma or it's limiting beliefs around something, or it's just the everyday funk, it all causes fog and resistance and doesn't allow us to fully move forward. It's like something's always holding us back. So our everyday stressors, our everyday energy takes up probably like about 70% or so of our stress is the everyday stuff and everything that we're picking up on. So of course, some people that 70% might be slightly different, but what I'm saying is it's the everyday stuff. It's like getting healthy. It's not just about like cutting out cake. It's about cleaning up the everyday stuff that you're doing. It's the habits, right? Living in wellness isn't about going to one retreat. It's about incorporating wellness into everything you're doing. So like healing lower vibrations and becoming a channel for that which you want is not just about one big release. It's about every day clearing the path, clearing the channel, clearing the path. So the reason why I'm just wanting to really preface why this is so important and why it's not something that can wait. Start doing this today. Because as we reach for a higher level, we get nervous, we have fear, stuff comes up. So you could be really high functioning and high productive and smashing those goals. You're still going to have fear coming up around your next goal. When we look at achieving that next big thing, we get like jitters and like, oh my God, can I actually do this? And we need to learn how to clear that fear, right? Or if you're feeling really low, if you're feeling agitated, all these other things we're talking about, that's also when we need to clear every day. So no matter where you're at, energy clearing daily is going to change the game for you. Okay, so let's start getting into the ways in which I do it and the ways in which you can do it. Okay, so number one of these 10 ways that you can clear your energy daily, number one is exercise or movement. So if you guys have been around the block with me, you know I say this all the time, and this is something I'm going to be doing the rest of my life. So when I say exercise, it sure, like it could be what you think of like push-ups and squats and all that stuff. It's really just about moving your energy. So it could be a walk, it could be dancing, it could be your favorite class. So I would say with exercise, because I just know it's healthy for all of us. It doesn't have to be attached to like a fitness goal or a weight goal. It totally can be if that's what, you know, you want to get more fit, but it's about alchemizing energy. So when you sweat, when you get your heart rate up, everything starts pumping faster. When you sweat, that's a natural detox system that's getting rid of toxins. Even if you're not like dripping sweat, just getting your heart rate pumping physically moves breath through you. It moves your blood. It's like the opposite of stagnant. So when you exercise or move, really trying to get your heart rate up there in a healthy way, again, even if it's just a walk or a hike, when your muscles are being used, when, you know, water is going to those muscles and really making them pump and your muscles are stinging, or again, your heart rate's up, you're moving your arms as you're walking, you're moving your legs. That movement physically creates energetic movement. And every time you're exhaling, when you're exercising, you're releasing some. Every time you're sweating, every time your heart's pumping, you're actually moving shit through. So a good workout can feel so good. Going for a nice long walk, getting it kind of brisk. Like I like to, I think that's the right word, but going on a brisk walk. Like when I'm going on a walk for relaxation, it's a little bit different than when I'm going to clear my energy. When I'm going to clear my energy, I'm like walking with intention where I'm like, I'm just shaking this shit off. I am clearing this through. Or of course, again, like I say, you could lift weights, you could do yoga, but exercise is a beautiful way to clear your energy and move things through faster and even kind of get out a little bit of that brah, which is one we're going to get to. But if you're lifting heavy weights or you push yourself a little bit or you're hiking and there's a few, you know, there's a section of it that's a little bit difficult, it actually helps you to kind of like get that energy moving, if that makes sense. So exercise or movement is number one. Number two is backing on that, but it's something on its own, is dancing. So I personally, like my daughter is an actual natural talented dancer and like ballerina and stuff. I am not. I can feel the music, but I cannot guarantee you that I have the moves that I think I have. But anyways, dancing is a beautiful way to clear your energy daily. This is something that I am now doing daily as part of my daily practice, as part of my energy maintenance. And so what I love to do is really depending on my mood, I pick different music, but I like to pick something more upbeat. If I'm feeling like I really need to release, that's when we pick more like bassy, like drum and bass, tribal music, something with like a thick beat and a thick bass where you can just let it out as you dance. So other times I'm like expanding into my next level and I'm picking like really expansive music that makes me feel free and inspired and connected. It could be pop, it could be country, it could be rap. It really doesn't matter, but moving your body to music, allowing the beat to help you release. So just as you move, one powerful thing I would recommend that I tell to all my clients is asking yourself, how does this energy want to move through me? Or how does the energy of the day need to move through me? And you may find that you're, you know, making weird movements, or you're like kind of punching as you're dancing, or maybe it's so fluid, like you just feel like you're floating, or you end up rolling around on the floor. Everything goes, but allowing movement in that way, like dancing is very fluid, right? And even if you're like, you know, making it more like the robot or whatever, dancing allows you to express what is going on within you. So just moving your hips is so healing, because we hold so much stagnant energy in our hips. So move those hips, roll them around. You can even start by putting on a song and kind of stretching, finding the beat, kind of bobbing, do whatever, do it alone. So nobody's looking at you, nobody's judging you. Use dancing to clear your energy. It's so fun. Give yourself that gift at either the beginning of the day or the end of the day. I do one song, I dance it through. I ask, how does the energy today want to be moved through me? Sometimes it is like Eminem and I'm dancing around to like 90s rap. Other times it's like beautiful, you know, spiritual type music. Other times it's like tribal drum and bass, a little bit almost like angry, so I could just get it out, right? So number two is dancing. Number three, you're going to see a pattern here with movement, because clearing energy is about movement. Number three is bouncing or shaking. So if you guys have been to some of my workshops, then often I incorporate elements of shaking or bouncing. So bouncing is actually a grounding method when you are physically bouncing, exactly as it sounds, you're just bouncing. You could do it on a trampoline or just on the ground, but it shakes the excess energy off you. So like bounce it out, jump it out, do some jumping jacks, do some jump squats, or just like gently bouncing up and down 10 times and notice how much different you feel. You could even do this like in the bathroom at work or wherever in your day to just like, whoa, like again, how does this want to move through me? Bouncing and shaking your like wrists, your hands, your arms, maybe your legs, like whatever feels good, like shake it out. How does this want to move through me? Shake, 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 shake until you feel that shift. It feels so good. It's like when you have a big cry and then after you're like, oh my God, I feel better. That's because the energy that was within you actually gets released as tears, just like I'm talking about sweat. It gets materialized from emotion into tears. So you actually feel lighter. And that's the same thing here, is we're taking that energy and we're transforming it through your muscles to come out as sweat or breath or an elevated heart rate, and actually transform it so it doesn't have to live in you anymore. Okay, so the next one is through your breath. And this is, again, so powerful. So you don't have to necessarily exercise for this one, but simple breath work. And there are a million different breath work patterns that you can pick. I highly recommend being in on an official breath work session. It's so powerful. That's why I'm bringing elements into the Let It Go ceremony. But breath is just so powerful. So again, it's the theme of moving things through. So when we actually go like, that's getting rid of that excess energy. So again, there's lots of breath patterns, but ultimately you don't need any fancy way. And one way you can start out is by two short breaths in through your mouth and one long one out. So it sounds like, and just letting it move through you, putting on a song and going as slow or as vigorous as you want, sitting cross-legged, palms up, and just as you process that emotion, feeling your energy open. Again, you could do that for 3 minutes in the day. So all of these are things you can do daily. Pick your own adventure, choose your own adventure. Of course, you're not doing all of them every day, but I like having a toolbox of things that I can pick from. So even a couple minutes, you can do it in your car, you can do it before the day, after the day, before you lay your head on the pillow, you know, just allow this breath to move the emotion through, to move anything that's going on within me through me. Allow my breath to help me release. So breath is so powerful, whether it's an official breath work session, which can be like transcendental, it can be so transformative. A lot of people even say breath work is more powerful than plant medicine in some ways, or can be, especially if you don't want that whole like hallucinogenic or throwing up or whatever. Breath, it releases DMT, it really gets you in touch with that deeper part of you where we can release emotion, we can get to our intuition, connect deeper to source and to who we are. It just, breath work in itself is so powerful, but through the breath. So even if, actually, I'm going to get to this one in a few minutes to add on. This is a whole other point, but simply your breath. So if something big's going on today, bring it up in your mind's eye without necessarily connecting to all the details, just like all this stress I've been feeling, here it is, just and do that for a minute or two until you feel it shift. You will. It's so powerful. Okay, number five for ways to clear your energy daily is nature or grounding. So I was saying bouncing is really grounding. When we ground, we are shifting our electromagnetic charge to match the earth. So as we go about our day, we're disconnected from the earth. We're wearing rubber-soled shoes. We're in our buildings. We're, you know, on concrete, and we're not putting our bare feet on the earth or touching trees or whatever. Because of that, we actually accumulate a static charge over the day. And so our actual electromagnetic frequency shifts. And so grounding, what that actually means is tuning and aligning our frequency back down to that we're aligning with the earth frequency, which is very grounding, which also allows us to stay steady in who we are, to feel more safe, secure, grounded, confident, like we're here, we're planted, we know who we are, and it actually helps to release the excess energy that we're carrying, that's kind of all those live wires and all that scattered, frayed energy. So putting your feet on the earth does this immediately. I also love to put my feet on the earth and then just imagine all the stress from my body. I'll picture it. Maybe there's areas of pain or just different stressors in my mind, and I picture it all leaving out of my feet. The earth can take it. She wants to take this energy from you. She can handle it and wants to help you. So allow all that energy to move out of your feet. You can also go out in nature and touch trees, touch moss, touch plants, be in the vibes of the trees. That will automatically help you to alchemize instantly your stress. So it may not take everything away all the time, but have you ever noticed how when you're out in nature, you're not like thinking about your bills? Your mind doesn't go as much to drama unless you're like on your phone or listening to something that triggers you. But if you're just in the forest, I swear that's like the path to enlightenment. And I used to notice that me and my husband are big hikers, and I would notice whenever I'm out in nature, whenever I'm on the side of a mountain, my thoughts are never stressful. It's actually like, wow, I'm so grateful. And wow, have you ever noticed how trees are this and that? It's like the wisdom of the universe moves through you and you're not as concerned with your stress. This is because you're physically releasing the emotions or the charge and the stress that you're feeling, and those emotions are being replaced with wholeness and energy and earth frequency and wisdom and intuition and just the feeling and the vibration of like, it's all good. All is well, right? So nature in itself is incredibly cleansing and clearing and grounding. Putting your feet on the earth, touching your hands to the earth, lay on a big rock or on the grass or whatever, that will help you. I say a big rock because I live on an island, so there's lots of areas where it's like rocky. Even just like hugging a huge rock or a tree or, you know, all these examples, it instantly clears and takes away all of the excess noise. So do that daily. Do these things daily. So number six is stretching. And this is where we physically can get into the corners that are holding holding resistance. So I love at the end of my day to just do a really quick intuitive stretch, because I love yoga. Sometimes it just starts with like a wide-legged forward fold, and then I feel some energy in my hips. I was actually just doing this about 20 minutes ago, and I'm getting into my hips on one side, and then I'm getting in and just stretching. And sometimes when there's been a day of triggers or overwhelm or just a lot of go, go, go. Maybe there's been other things that come up. My body will be more tight. So I just kind of do very simple like side bends, maybe like a forward fold, sitting down, like reaching over to my toes. You don't have to be flexible for this. A few gentle twists, whatever you do, just intuitively, because as I said, this excess emotion lives somewhere in your body. For me, it manifests as chronic pain, but even if it's like anxiety, it might be living in your chest, or it might be causing tension in your low back, or your shoulders are rock hard because you're carrying things. Give yourself that stretch, that release, even just for a few minutes. Stretching is very clearing. It helps to kind of clear out those pockets and open up the areas that don't get the oxygen and the blood flow all the time, like under the arms, in the armpits, in the hips, in the low back, in our neck. We kind of just hold stuff there. So that can really help to clear your energy as well and kind of put down what you've been stressing about and get it out of your body. Okay, so number 7 is to use sage or to use smoke. So most of you know the power of sage really helps to clear the energy. It really helps to clear low vibrations, stuck vibrations. I love sage. I literally burn it every day as I start my day in my office because it just sets the tone. And then anytime I start getting stressful or after an interview or something, I've been holding a lot of energy, I will sage myself and clear that as I move into my next segment. So you could do it at the end of a day. You could do it at the beginning. It doesn't just have to be when you're in crisis or you're in reaction. And then when I say smoke, you can also use incense, Palo Santo, you know, even candle smoke. It's funny because it doesn't seem like that would be cleansing, but the smell that enters the air, the actual physical smoke is it what the theory is or what I've heard is it attaches to the lower vibrations and actually helps to carry them away. So I really love using incense. I love using sage, Palo Santo, whatever, because it really helps. And then of course, sage and Palo Santo in itself have those clearing frequencies as well. But that's a beautiful thing. And just a reminder, you don't have to only do sage when you're super stressed. It can be on an everyday basis. So number 8 is intending to release. So this sounds really funny, but usually we just kind of go about our day not recognizing that we can release. So what that looks like is I will stand there and be like, I now release this funky energy. And usually that comes with some like shaking out of my wrist, some of the other things that I'd mentioned, maybe a little stretch, but it's like, as I sit here, I release and I'll breathe in. I now release what I am holding. I now release their stress. I now release the drama of the morning. I release the tone of that person's voice and what they implied. I release the stress of getting to work on time, you know, that I was carrying, or I release that financial trigger that happened earlier. I now release it. And when you stand there, pick a power pose, doesn't matter, connect with your spirit team, with your higher self, and say, I now declare release. That really, guys, is all that needs to be done. But sometimes we don't realize that we can actually do that. So I release this now. And then you may feel like, huh. And then your mind may come back in. Yeah, but that thing they said, and then nope. I release that now. Do some shaking. How does this want to move through me? Maybe put on a song. I release, I release, I release. By the time I leave this house, by the time I leave this room, by the time this song is done, I am leaving it at the door. I release this now. So you can say to yourself before you go to bed, as I sleep, I release my stress. As you drive, as I drive, as I sit here, I now release my stress. And then you may feel intuitively called to go or to do some shaking or to move around, but really just declaring like, no, I'm not putting this in my backpack. I release this now. And as that bassy voice comes in and you say, I release this now, your spirit team's like, whoa, she's really serious, because you are the deliberate creator of your reality and you can do that. So declaring, intending for yourself to release is so powerful. You can go into the shower and declare it. As this water runs over me, I release the stress of the day. So that actually brings me to number 9, which is water. Water is incredibly clarifying and clearing. So this can be anything. It can be a shower. It can be the intention to drink water and go, as I drink this water, I'm releasing what I'm holding onto. It's literally going to move through you. You're going to pee it out along with those emotions. It's going to be great. But you can do too, like a cold plunge or a hot shower or a hot tub or a bath or going in the lake or the ocean. It's truly endless, however you want to use water. I even have like a spray bottle that sprays. I put it on like the mist. And sometimes when I'm feeling like it, I just mist my face and I'm like, oh, this helps like clear my energy because water is so powerful. So however you want to use it, I do love using the shower or a bath or like a lake or an ocean if it's that time of year. I do also like a cold bath. That'll friggin' do it to you. To do like an ice bath or something, that will clear your energy. Holy man. I'm also a fan, bigger fan of a hot shower. And I do it so hot where my husband's like, man, are you going to come out with like welts all over you? I'm like, maybe, but I love that hot water. And I just picture it like dissolve away my worries, clear me. So you may have a shower at the end of your day anyway, or a shower as you're beginning your day. Why not intend and really bring in water's grounding, water's literally helping you, let it wash over you and feel the stress and the worries melting off of you. So that's another beautiful way that you can clear your energy at the end of a day instead of just having the shower because you're like, oh, go in there and intend, make it be your releasing portal and really feel it coming off of you and down the drain and taken out of your body, out of your mind permanently. You can do that. So the last one I'm going to touch on today, and there are so many ways to clear your energy. There's probably things that you do that I haven't mentioned because there are truly lots of ways. These are just some of my go-tos that I do every day. So the last one I want to say is sound. And I was going to get to this in the breath. And then I said, I'm getting ahead of myself. So number 10 is sound or noise. So I'm going to make a few weird noises in a minute. Just bear with me for the sake of, it's for educational purposes. But we can use noise and sound to, again, alchemize, clear it, literally take it out of our body in the form of a sound vibration, just like it's taken out of our body with sweat or tears or whatever else. So actually taking a deep breath in, and this is where I'm going to make a noise. Take a deep breath in and then and let it out. Or take a deep breath in. Kind of a little bit more fiery, a little bit more spicy. It could be take a deep breath in. It could be whatever you want. Again, how does this energy from the day want to move through me? This also comes into yelling, screaming in a pillow. Very, very powerful. Sometimes I'm feeling so frustrated and it's not so frustrated that I actually am going to scream at people, but I'll use it and I'll go into my office, my Zen den. I'll grab pillows and I just like scream into the pillow. Nobody can hear me. And I let it go. And I let myself tantrum. There's a thing called intentional anger. And this is literally what it is like channeling that fiery energy that's in you and giving yourself a safe space to get it out. So my husband does kickboxing. He says sometimes, like if he's going through a dense time, he'll be like, I just let it all out on the pads, right? Or you could do that with a run. But yelling is also a great way, especially in a pillow or if you're alone or in your car, where you can just let it out. It's okay to have these emotions, and it's actually very clearing to let it out so that it doesn't come out at people or you don't punch a wall or whatever else, right? Or it doesn't harbor inside your body as dis-ease or as inflammation. Get it out. So this is where you can use sound like exhale noise, yelling noise. Sometimes I just sit there and I'm like, ah, when I'm alone in the house and just let it out. It could just be about, I feel too busy or I feel overwhelmed, or it could be like really deep shit. And it's great to release it that way. So I highly recommend daily allowing yourself in your car, whatever. Sometimes I even do it like singing really loud and really like passionate. And I feel like with the right song or the right lyrics, it's just like, oh, it moves my energy. So clearing can be done with sound, yelling, noise. Audible exhales are a beautiful way. You could say to yourself like 10 deep breaths or doing one song again. I just like to have those gentle markers so I can go in it, focus, and then I also have like an end point. So I go in one song or 10 deep breaths where everyone is an audible exhale and you're breathing in. You're breathing in again. And it might change, it might morph, and that helps to just clear. You can feel it vibrating in your chest. It feels so good to just get it out. So I hope that this was really beneficial today. This helps you to manifest so much more because your resting vibration will be higher, ongoing. It will be more clear, more free because you're not holding on to so much. I find that I'm in less pain and I feel all over just easier able to handle stress when I'm doing these things daily. So for today, I am signing off. I'm going to encourage you to try these things. Try exercise and movement. Try dancing, try bouncing or shaking, try breath, nature or grounding, maybe stretching and connecting to the breath and getting into those nooks and crannies as you stretch. Maybe it's sage or smoke or incense of some sort as you release and clear your energy. Maybe it's simply declaring and intending your release. Right now, I release what I'm holding on to. How does this want to be moved through me? Maybe it's using water in various forms to help clear and move and cleanse that energy through, or maybe it's sound, yelling, noise. No matter what you choose, try different ones, see what really resonates. For me, I find that on different days, I want different tools depending on if I'm more pissed off, or maybe it's heavy, maybe it's sad, maybe it's excited but scared. Those are all gonna, you know, sometimes elicit something different from me. But either way, you are worth it. You do not have to hold all of this in your body and in your mind. Allow it to be alchemized, allow it to move through you because you are worth it. You are worth feeling good. It will help you manifest. It will raise your vibration. It will help you to heal and clear what is in your way when you daily cleanse, daily clear. Okay, my love, I love you so much. I can't wait to see you in the Let It Go clearing session and also in the shift weekend. Oh my goodness, it's going to be so powerful. And I can't wait to see you back on another episode here on the Awakening Her podcast. Okay, my love, have a great day. I'll see you soon. Hey, thank you for listening to this episode. It truly means a lot, and I really, really hope that it served you. I invite you to check out the show notes. There's all sorts of action down there, including the Awakening Her Daily Practice, which is a beautiful daily practice to process your emotions and manifest what it is that you want. In the show notes, you'll also find the Awakening Her Manifesting Apparel Store, how to reach me on Instagram and Facebook, as well as some one-to-one opportunities. So make sure to check that out. And I'll see you in the next episode.